My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are ghouls.
That they are. Run the ghouls.
And boys, too, I suppose.
There's a monster in my podcast.
So yeah, ghouls.
Ghouls. Zombies by any other name.
Are still pretty much zombies.
Right. A little bit more prose goes into how disgusting they are. How even though they are not technically rotting, they still have filthy, filthy fingernails. We're going to run into this when we get to the giants. Like,
yeah, you've got a paragraph on their fingernails for each fucking one.
Yep.
And ghouls are just zombies plus, and they just paralyze you.
Right.
So it's under that category of Dungeons and Dragons side effects that it's just a test to see if you're prepared for it. It's like a safety bit thing, because getting paralyzed for 8 rounds in the middle of a ghoul fight might as well be a death sentence.
Right.
So did you cast Resist Paralyze? Do you have a priest with you that can undo this?
Right. Yeah. Is he going to attack you with his strangely shaped bone that only ever existed in the comic Marmaduke?
I love that bone.
I love that bone too. No, there's no such perfectly symmetrical bone exists.
I like that he's not wielding it like a weapon. He's holding it like right by the middle, like he was water skiing and it fell off.
he's holding it like a king size Snickers.
he's like, where's the boat? He's like crawling down the beach to get to the where he fell off. Like
he's saying, Roman, you bastard, go faster.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty amazing bone. He's also like, he presumably like he eats them. These guys hanging out in graveyard, because the difference between a ghoul and a zombie is like they eat people.
Right.
I guess. And they're a little bit smarter than zombies. Like they actually just want to eat things.
Right.
And you get fucking ghast, which are just like stink boys.
Literally like, just a ghoul, but stinks.
I'm just a ghoul in the world. And that's all they'll ever be.
Yeah.
You know, but just, yeah, they just have a huge stink cloud around them. They hang out with regular ghouls.
Yeah, a 10-foot radius, which I can't imagine that a regular ghoul, one of your bog standard uptown ghouls, would smell like a patch of daisies, you know?
Yeah, been living with some downtown guests. We're going fast. I think the whole thing, you'd be hard to discern the smell of a ghast in a graveyard.
Right.
You know, it's all pretty bad, I think.
Yeah.
This also is the very inconsistent way that the Monstrous Manual decides to whether something, if it's a water version, if it gets its own entry or not.
Right.
Because this is what I think a water version should get.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally two sentences that
outside
say
this happens underwater. Outside of aquatic elves. Let's be
aquatic
very clear.
Elves, right? Yes. Yeah. But for the most part, like if there's just going to be a water, like the Mergoyles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Give me two sentences. That's really all I need about a Mergoyle.
Yeah, give me the delta. Like, let me see how they differ. You know,
yeah.
And like even it gives a couple of ideas. Like, okay, well, they're not going to be found out at sea because fuck, there are no bodies out there. But like capsized things in streams and lakes and stuff. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can get that.
Yeah, I can. You know, you the adventure hook is there's like a big shipwreck, and everybody, you know, the adventurers maybe rescue the survivors, but they don't get all of them, and then a bunch of Lacedons move in.
Right. It's it's like the that mission in Thief.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's A-OK. It's exactly like that mission in Thief. And that's perfect. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Other than that, though, there's really no reason for there to be Lacedons. Also, I don't think Lacedon is a word. Doesn't it seem like they just kind of made up?
It sounds like a kind of dinosaur. A stinky,
yeah, like a sexy dinosaur. Yeah. Like this is Victoria's Secret. She's a fucking dinosaur and she's a Lacedon.
her secret, she's an omnivore.
She's got legs that go from Yaya, and Yaya is about 40 feet high.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.